This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
On Saturday, or Friday, whatever day it was, John starts playing this song. He's playing, it's a Tom Petty song called You're So Bad.
Okay.
And he starts playing it, and most people don't know it. It's a credit to that you used to listen to albums when you bought them.
Oh.
Because
so bad.
Best thing I ever had. It's a, you know, he's a, now he's got nothing head in the oven, and I can't decide which. So at the table, four people knew the song, and we're all singing it as John's playing it, and two people at the table are like, I've never heard that song before. I'm like, oh, well, there it is. That's why albums mattered, because you would know a deep cut from Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. And
who,
we don't get that anymore.
Who did not know?
Oh, just friends of ours. So I don't want to call them out.
Losers.
On it.
I know.
They're not losers.
Losers.
They're not invited again.
They probably like the Bay City Rollers, you losers.
Oh, I like the Bay City Rollers.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I did. Oh, my God.
It's a couple of
now
songs.
Now the Saturday
there.
Night and I ain't got nobody.
Oh, of course you can name
I got
that.
Some money because I just got paid. But how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
You like plaid jumpsuits, do you?
I'm fine with whatever they want to wear. They're a quirky little band. Anyway, you know, it is sad that the album's gone away because it definitely exposed you.
It hasn't. No.
Here's
the thing.
I'm sorry,
it hasn't
it
gone
has.
Away. They still make them and sell them.
Yeah.
You just aren't buying them.
Mm. It's because I already own them. I own every one of them. I just would have to actually press play on the album. The last album I listened to all the way through was the Billie Eilish. Other than that, I just... Just listen to the
so
songs
your habits
I like.
Have changed. I still listen to albums. The whole little it's
you're paying too much for them. You can listen to
five
the whole
song
album.
EP from Interpol. It's great.
You already own it. If you pay $9.99 a month and have every album you ever want, you can still listen to the whole album.
I don't.
You can listen to
I'm
it.
Not going to do that.
You know, I didn't mention this on Friday. We had kind of a busy show, but this bears mentioning, and it's definitely in this new age of memes and internet sensations and things that go viral. I'm going to say we lost her way too young. Mm-hmm. Tartar Sauce is dead, a.k.a. Grumpy Cat.
Oh.
Grumpy Cat croaked at age 7.
What?
Complications from a urinary tract infection.
Is that from the... What is that from? I feel like... They
it sounds fishy, doesn't
hauled
it?
Hauled around that poor cat, you know, on appearances everywhere
this
around the
world. This chick made a lot of money off this cat.
Yeah, she did.
So,
bummer.
The cat died last Tuesday. I didn't even hear about it, I don't think, till Friday. Mm. Grumpy Cat's owner, Tabitha, made the announcement on Friday saying Grumpy Cat encountered complications from a recent urinary tract infection that unfortunately became too tough for her to overcome. She was 7, which in cat years is 0. She's like, you know, cats.
That's a baby.
Yeah. Cats,
they
that's
live to
prime
be like
of their life.
18.
17,
can,
18 years old, easy. Mm-hmm. They get real frail in their old age. It's sad, actually. They feel breakable. According to Purina.com, the first 2 years of a cat's life are about the first 25 of a human's.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's about 4 years. So I don't know. The cat was like 45. Tabitha's statement also said, Grumpy Cat has helped millions of people smile all around the world. Even when times are tough, her spirit will continue to live on through her fans everywhere. So the cat had a form of feline dwarfism along with an underbite and gave her the perpetual frown that made her a sensation. And I've seen other cats that look like that, but she just had something very special about her grumpy ass face. Grumpy Cat was born in 2012 at the home of her owner. And named Tartar Sauce with a D, Tartar Sauce. Tabitha was working at a Red Lobster at the time and had forced her daughter to try tartar sauce, so she said it was fresh in her mind. When she was 5 months old, Tabitha's brother shared a photo of her on Reddit saying, meet Grumpy Cat. Mm-hmm. That photo went viral. Within months, she was making appearances on the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS Evening News, American Idol, The Bachelorette, the Monday Night Raw for the WWE. At the time of her death, Grumpy Cat had 8.5 million followers on Facebook, 2.6 million followers on Instagram, 1.5 million followers on Twitter. She had a sponsorship deal with Frisky. She was their official spokescat. There were Grumpy Cat books, an annual calendar, a mobile game, a movie where Aubrey Plaza did her voice.
Oh, cute.
Within 6 months of her internet fame, the family said, we've earned in the low five figures. And that soon increased to the low six figures. They haven't disclosed how much money they've made.
Please, so much more than that.
I know. Well, that was just the first 6 months.
Well, then you have to believe that they must have been getting this cat care.
The best possible care.
You have to. I mean, that's they wouldn't have let their cash cat.
Their cash cat, yeah.
The golden goose.
Right.
Online speculation puts the worth of Grumpy Cat's brand between $1 million and $100 million. Which is a wide span, but, you know, somewhere in there. A ton of licensing and merchandising, and all of that was well monetized, I'm sure. Grumpy Cat's owners always insisted that stipulations to ensure her well-being were written into every contract, and she enjoyed the attention when she was working and had plenty of downtime when she wasn't.
Aww.
So rest in peace, Grumpy Cat. That is too bad. At the box office, after 3 weeks straight, week four saw John Wick take over the number one spot on the movie list. Avengers Endgame made $29 million at the box office this past weekend. John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum made $57 million, so it takes number one. Avengers, though, has made $771 million. In 4 weeks in the U.S., that moves it ahead of the $761 million that Avatar made at the U.S. box office.
Total.
Total.
So it's already beat it, and it's only been a month.
Yeah, so it's number two, biggest, highest grossing movie. It's going to keep going, but they're saying it trails Star Wars The Force Awakens, which at number one is has brought in $937 million. And they say it may pass it, but it's likely to be close. Like, in the end, it may be Star Wars that wins out.
Well, in that case, Disney's just fighting with itself, isn't
it? It is. Worldwide, Endgame has made...
They don't care.
We're winning all the way around.
Right. It's all good.
Endgame has made $2.6 billion globally. And that is second to Avatar, which made $2.7 billion globally. So will it pass it? It's hard to say. They're predicting a close finish.
The Star Wars... Park, I think, opens up at the end of the month.
Right. And there's some limitations the first couple months that it's open, right?
You had to sign up for it, yeah.
Yeah, you need to sign up for it. You need to get passes. Only people who are staying at an actual Disney property are guaranteed access to it. Mm. And even then, they've got to make appointments. But that's only for the first couple months when the big reveal is shown.
We're going in a couple weeks, and we're just going to stand outside the fenced area and look through.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I'm sure that your kids will not be interested. So when are you guys going?
This is like news. 2 weeks.
Oh.
What?
When are you leaving?
Like after work, one day.
Oh, you mean just for a weekend?
Yeah. No, a day.
Oh. Well,
and we're
going to
go down
time.
And spend the day and then come
Rent
home.
One of those strollers.
Oh,
that
you're
they
not going to spend the night?
Oh.
That sounds like a lot.
It's a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, we're going to spend the night at my mom's.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, we're hoping to go in 2 weeks.
Well, so did you make a reservation or whatever's necessary?
No, he's not going to go to the Star Wars.
It's not going to be open in
My kid only wants to stand next to characters and get pictures. So there's no point in... There's no park.
Plus what fun
There's
with
no
a baby.
Rides. There's none of that. There is... We're in line to stand next to Jasmine and Aladdin and get a picture taken.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Got to get those pictures with the baby, too. She's going to want those when she gets older.
That's what she's into. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll do.
That's very exciting.
And we'll walk past all of
that's
the good
so
stuff.
That's so fun. God, like watching the Disney thing through your kids' eyes is the best thing on earth.
What's fun is you're going to have the pictures of her as she's... Each time you've went there and she stood, she just gets taller and older.
Well,
and more apt to actually approach a princess.
Yeah.
And let's hope that at some point she says, you know, let's try some rides this time.
Maybe.
You know what would be cool?
The teacups.
Going on a ride.
Well, someday I'm sure you guys will be doing all the big roller coasters and everything.
I
actually,
hope
one
so.
Of my favorite roller coasters on earth is the one at the California Adventure. It's the one with the Mickey Mouse in the middle. And the, I think it's called the California Screamer or something.
Uh-huh.
California Screaming. And it just rockets you up. You, there's no click, 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 click going up. You are, and it's blasting rock music in your ears through like built-in speakers. That is a great roller coaster. So good. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we got another storm on the way. So no. Storm watch continues. Also, breakups.
Oh,
they're rough.
Worst.
And more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
By the way, this is the last three days that we're doing these because the thing's right around the corner, so we're getting everybody their tickets ahead of time.
What is that? Next weekend?
It's this coming weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. So this is Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Right.
3-day weekend. That's nice.
Whoa.
Oh, well. Good news. Anyway, right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Saturday, single day passes for a bottle rock and access to the Jam Cellar with Jane.
The Radio Alice Report.
Before I get to my sponsor, I hope someone in the other room is ready to say nice things about Tahoe Blue Vodka because I don't have any copy.
I'll say something.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Hits the spot after... Oh, were you going to say something? Hits the spot after you've been to the dentist all day.
Ah!
You need a little Tahoe Blue Vodka.
All right.
Cleanses the palate.
I can't imagine that...
Delicious.
I guess only Tahoe Blue Vodka is okay after dentistry.
Right. No other.
All others, I'm sure they would say, are you nuts?
Yeah. Please drink responsibly.
Right. Okay. Nice. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Sure.
Tahoe Blue Vodka brings you this report. Here's what's happening. Okay. So the game on, that must have been Saturday night. The Warriors get the win.
Yeah.
They go up 3-0 in their series against the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh,
game four is tonight in Portland. Go Warriors. Also, the Sharks lost and they're down in their series.
Must win situation.
Right.
But the Sharks and the Trailblazers.
So, right. And hopefully, if we get done with our series, which I'm not saying we'll win, I'm just saying if we were to get done, that means maybe KD will have time to rejoin
Heal
the
up,
team,
right.
And we'll go back into the actual NBA finals with at full force.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would. It'd be very nice. There may be a possibility this team won't have the same players next year. Mm. So you'd like to see these guys complete this season with another championship. That would be called a three-peat, which is hard to do.
Yes. Seems like one of the hardest things to do.
Mm-hmm. So I was looking at, and I'll save this story for you if you want to do it tomorrow, but I thought it was interesting as I was going through USA Today looking for stories to make sure we're current.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones is among the worst TV finales ever.
It's awful.
So I clicked on it,
mm-hmm.
and they have actually the best finales ranked, and then they have the worst finales. And Game of Thrones makes the top five of worst finales of all times.
Well, I wouldn't even just say it was the finale. I would just say it's the throwaway feel of this final season. Even last season, I started to go, uh-oh. Well, the writing on this is a little dicey. But this season in particular, it just felt like it felt rushed. And while it had excellent moments, it just overall, just unsatisfying.
Well, it made a list and not one you want.
All right, what else is on there?
How I Met Your Mother is one of the worst.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that everyone liked that ending.
They didn't like the finale.
Well,
Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Comes in at number 2. Lost comes in at number 3.
Terrible.
Game of Thrones 4, and Dexter was 5. Dexter.
You didn't like the finale on that?
No, Dexter's last season, it was like, and I get it, he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
And weirdly, as I've recommended the show to people, I've said, you will find yourself rooting for this serial killer. Like, they really are good writers, and you mm-hmm. wouldn't expect that you would. And there you are going, get out of there, Dexter. The cops are coming. You know, like, you really.
Yeah.
But at the end, you just go, what are they doing? The last season or two, even, you just go, oh, they have run out of ways to make this work.
Oh.
And so
that's too bad.
The final one was just like, okay.
I think you said that your favorite seasons were like season three and season four. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just watch those two seasons.
Even one is good. Two, three, four, good. All good. And then it just starts to tank. Mm.
It's hard to keep that too long. Yeah.
The best series finale, just for the record, is by 6 Feet Under.
That was absolutely. Is the Bob Newhart show on there as well?
Newhart is number two.
That is those two stick out like sore thumbs as best finales of all time.
Well, now we're doing it. Might as well do
just
it.
Do the
MASH is three. Mary Tyler Moore Show is four. These are the best season finales. Battlestar Galactica? Didn't you watch that?
Are you talking about the redo?
The sci-fi.
Yeah, but there was one when I was a kid, and then there was a redo of Battlestar Galactica. Does it say what year? It was a decent finale. I don't remember the original series' finale, truthfully.
I want to say this must be the new one.
Yeah, it was good.
Sopranos makes the list of best.
What?
Yeah. The Americans, The Shield, Cheers, and Breaking Bad all is the best season finales. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. Good. Game of Thrones, though, just the whole last season, just a letdown for a show that I just lived for. I would have dumped Survivor over Game of Thrones.
I know.
A couple
well,
seasons
believe
ago.
Me, I know you were frothing from the very last episode of last season.
Like, bring on the next
the
season.
The whole year it took to make these, and then to see you sort of bummed about it sucks.
Yeah, it did. It sucked. I think it was almost 2 years we waited for. It was like a year and a half or something. It was a crazy amount of time. Oh.
Third storm hits tonight, everybody.
What's Just this so one? You know. Is this one going to be as bad as the one on Saturday night?
I don't think so, but they're saying it'll push May's rainfall to 300% of average. Mm. So,
it's
and
weird.
Then summer will finally arrive. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think
it
so.
Feels like
should have already. I know. God, California's so weird because I remember that one of the years I was living in San Jose. I swear, summer started in February and went all the way through to November.
Yeah,
it just was hot. Scorching hot from forever.
Right.
And here we are in May with rain and snow.
I know. Full on.
And
how much
thunder.
Snow did they get?
I don't know the totals, but
they got snow.
Absolutely. All right. So breakups, they're terrible. Mm. And then, you know, I guess you get vengeful.
Yeah, it does seem like it's always those,
petty.
You know, passionate times and people do all the worst things.
A couple in British Columbia, Canada recently broke up, and the guy wound up suing his ex to get back three things from her: two pillows and a vibrating love toy.
Oh, sued her. That's small claims court, right?
Specifically, the Hitachi Magic Wand,
oh.
Which is $50. I believe that's the plug in one.
Yeah, they say that one's a real good one.
Yeah, I don't have one now, but
really?
I have used one before.
Yeah. They're Mondo, though. Like, I was always afraid of the strength of that. Like, oh, I don't want to wear it out, you know.
Wear it out.
Not that thing, but the other guy.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Like, that seems like too much.
Anyway, to get the stuff back, he had to prove he didn't give them to her as gifts, the pillows and the Hitachi magic wand.
But brought them to the relationship with him. And
he was able to do it. So the tribunal sided with the guy, and now she has to return his stuff.
I'm sure it'll be in tip-top condition, and nothing will have happened to any of it.
There are stories I see in the news all the time, and I find, as I read them, I think, I would never want to be that guy.
Hmm.
Like, there's people I don't want to be, and I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Although, look, the Hitachi wand thing, you know, you can get another one of those, but sometimes you find a pillow that works for you, and that is your pillow. Sometimes that pillow, you just want the pillow
back. I understand that, and yet I want to be a man that doesn't sue for a pillow, that says to his ex, we had a good run.
Can I have the pillow back?
I'd like it back, but if
no.
you won't, then...
Well, then I'm going to move on with my
Can
life.
Can I get the brand name?
Yeah, can you see what brand name that is? I really want to
a picture of it. Text it to me.
That's the one I want.
Pull the case off and text a picture.
That's a good
of that
pillow. Like my favorite pillow. You know, I need that pillow. I see it happen with pets, but not really with household goods. You know, you, like that was my dog.
Right.
You can't have that dog.
I told you the story. This lady, this is someone I knew. No, I know this person. I haven't talked to her in a long time, though. Someone she knew got a divorce. They fought over the dog. She wanted the dog. She wasn't going to give up. She wanted the dog.
Just because he wanted it.
Exactly. She got the dog in the divorce and then gave it to the girl that I know. Gave it away.
Because it was just spite.
Took it from him and then gave it away.
That's sad.
That is sad.
If I was the girl who got the dog, I would have been like, let's get you back to your actual owner.
I kind of feel the same way.
I'm going to go ahead and find that guy. And...
according to a new survey, about half of people have dated someone who was extremely messy.
Yeah.
And for 1 in 5 of them, that was reason enough to split. Dirty dishes in the sink.
Yeah, when people live like pigs, you're just like, I don't know if I can.
Dirty toilet.
Yeah. John almost dumped me over it, too. I was a wicked slob.
He almost dumped you?
He just, you know, he gave me a come to Jesus early on when we started to live together. He's like, this can't be like this.
Where were you living when this?
Orlando, I think. Yeah.
So you guys had left New England.
Right.
You'd thrown in your lot together. He was working nights doing something and you were working. Were you working nights?
I was also working nights. Yeah. We were both doing overnight shifts. Right.
Right.
And he just was like, you know. The laundry needs to get done. All these things that, like, you can't, the bathroom can't be like this, you know. But I wanted to keep him, so I did like when the place was clean.
Right.
You know, but I just grew up and not that my mom was slobby or anything. Things were very relaxed.
What does that mean, though?
Things were just, it wasn't like a big deal to get the kitchen cleaned up or to get the laundry done or to vacuum or clean the bathrooms. It just wasn't a big deal. It wasn't prioritized.
Did your mom have a housekeeper?
No. Like, are you kidding me? We were the housekeepers, and we did a terrible job. We had, like, a chart on the thing, you know, to get your allowance. You had to, your day were these days, and you supposedly washed the dishes, or you supposedly had to clean the bathroom or dust or whatever.
So your mom just got okay with it quick, that three kids is a you're just,
you know,
never going to have a clean house
again.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Her
house is very clean now, I will say. She doesn't have any kids living with her, though.
It's an endless struggle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they just leave behind a trail of devastation.
So, I get it. I get that your mom probably just said, I'm letting go of the wheel,
right.
And I'm just going to have a happy life.
Right. Well, and she was, you know, my dad went off to work, and she was there with us, and she just, you know, had to deal. And so she dealt by just, you know, we had a fun life and stuff. We had fun with her, but no priority was placed on being clean. I'm actually toward anal now with cleanliness. Because I don't want John to be disappointed.
I've never heard the story that he had to give you a come to Jesus talk, though.
Well, he was like, we're going to clean. Like, clean? What are you talking about? This place looks fine. Walls are up. The roof's on. It's fine. What's a big deal?
I never heard that. Yeah. That's the closest he came to breaking up with you?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm even exaggerating that. He was just like, we've got to clean.
You guys have never been close to a breakup, right?
No, we haven't.
Overflowing.
I hope that never happens.
Signs of a messy person that have caused breakups include having clothes on the floor.
Yeah. Just clothes on the floor, wherever. I still throw my clothes on the floor, but I throw them in a pile.
I know. I know the pile. I told you the story of the chair.
Yeah, it's not on a chair, though. It's like in the closet, kind of under some other clothes. Like, I just push everything under there.
Most of the stories I've told, though, they weren't like, I'm considering breaking up with this chick. They were more like observations where I was fascinated that this person would just pile stuff up to the point it was taller than her.
Yeah. Get hard to actually toss things on.
And what I realized is, I only use this room to sleep in because I don't consider it mine at all.
Yeah.
Because I would never have the stuff that's going on around here happening.
Yeah. You just hope that the mountain doesn't fall over on you.
I just would get my little phone off its charger and sneak out in the morning.
And remember you having the little, just your squared off area
of the
room.
That's all I got.
Right, 6 feet by 2 feet.
Having spoiled food in the fridge, messy car, smelly refrigerator, papers everywhere, toothpaste clumps in the sink.
Oh, I hate that.
All of these things amount to a breakup for about one in five people.
Yeah.
I can't live with it.
No.
And
you find that out when you move in together.
Be yelling at you about it either.
Because now I'm a nag, and I'm not a nag. Just everyone does their part, and we don't have to nag each other.
Right.
If I have to tell you more than once, is that really my problem?
Well, it is, because you can't live with it.
Yeah.
And they're fine with it. They're
but
like,
don't call me a nag. I'm just trying to get things done. I'm just... Nag, 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 nag. What does my girl say?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Boy, that went fast. Here's a couple. Yuzi says, he's Canadian, Vin. Oh, wait, that doesn't explain anything.
That
LOL.
That was funny. Oh, what? So what? that's good.
Oh, Vinny, the Flintstone campground could be described as bleak.
Oh, bleak.
Took pictures when driving from Grand Canyon through Flagstaff to Sedona. Tumbleweed, scary quiet, just out there in Nowheresville. Scary childhood experience for you. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the pictures.
Like, where are we?
You know, like when you see creepy hillbilly stuff where like.
There's something really creepy about the hillbilly stuff.
The costumes, not even close to right. Mm-hmm. Like janky completely in your. And they've probably been standing around in that for like 4 days straight without changing.
Yeah.
That's what I remember it being like. Mm. Like.
So there were people dressed as the Flintstones?
I'll check the pictures.
Fred had like a one shoulder deal. Or no, he had like a tie, didn't he? Like Fred Flintstone?
He had like a toga or something, right?
Yeah, maybe it went up to his shoulders. I think the girls had like a one shoulder thing. Like Wilma definitely had like a one shoulder thing, like with a little bone holding it together at the shoulder. But I think Fred had more like a orange and orange with brown spot suit, with like maybe a blue tie.
Wow, look at you,
Don't you think? Doesn't that sound right? Yeah. I want to see what his outfit is.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's him.
Oh. Yeah, it just comes up around his. Yeah. All right.
I'm with Vinny. Nothing like vinyl. My husband and I would rather listen to records than watch TV.
Well, enjoy.
You and your streaming.
Hey, I also lament the olden days, but.
Well, but no.
But I own every record that's ever been put out, and it costs me $9.99 a month.
But you never think to play them because you don't have them on a list in front of you.
No, you're right, because I basically just tell it to play, you know,
the
whatever.
Same thing over and over again.
It's true. I listen to my Boston album all the time.
Oh, my God.
That. Well, that's the one I sing with it. You know, it feels good. Journey, old Journey records. Styx, Grand Illusion, come on. It's a good one. Put that on the other day.
Styx?
Yeah. That Billie Eilish record's good.
All right. More after these. Okay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.